Undisputed.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in the world. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. And to the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host...
Here, kitty. 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 Yeah, kitty, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
It is I. We are here live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can interact with us live at Rock Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward on Twitter, or join us at Wild Talk Radio and RockRadioShow.com. We have lots to get into, including Taker, Taker. Oh my God, it's Taker.
Lots of Taker, lots of Wyatt again this week because, well, that's the biggest thing going on in wrestling right now. So, well, we have to talk about it. But yes, Taker, Taker, Taker. Oh my God, it's Taker. And, well, Bray Wyatt takering out.
Plus. I'm going to try to be serious. Plus football. We're going to talk some football because it's on in the background.
Yes, and warning to everybody, I'm drinking.
So, as we were doing it before the show started, we were talking about the uniforms from the Jets and the Bills, right?
Uh-huh.
A colored blind person tweeted, "I am actually incapable of watching this game as a color blind person. Every player is on the same team as far as I know."
Ooh.
Apparently, they're blending together.
Oh, dear. That's awkward.
And yeah, this is going to be a weekly thing, so poor colorblind people trying to watch football.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of sucks for them.
It does kind of suck for them, but, well, they're making it, at least the NFL's trying to make it a thing. I don't know.
I think they started it last week. I don't remember it being last week, but...
It's too matchy-matchy.
Too matchy-matchy, yeah. Because your traditional one's color, one's white. It's football. That's what we're used to, because it's like, oh, they're two different colors. Who's home? Who's away? You don't know, because usually you can tell the difference. And it's like, oh, okay. And all green really, really, especially jet green, really blends into the field.
Yeah, it does. Like, at least for the Jets, they have the white pants.
Usually,
so it pops. The whiter the silver pants, but yeah, the all green, just no. And the all red, no.
Get them some red pants. Or white pants, I should say. Get them both. Bray, give them your pants.
I think he needs to wash them first.
He takered out. Anyway.
He takered out.
Full circle.
Oh my God, we're never going to be able to interview people with straight faces. Ever. If we ever interview them. Just ever. Just ever.
But we have a lot to get into, including NXT, which we'll get into later on in the show. So much to get to, but I say we get to the news.
I say we get to the news, brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And well, we have follow-up from the biggest story last week, which was, of course, that WWE champion Seth Rollins tore his MCL, ACL, and his meniscus. And, well, this week he had successful surgery on that, and he's currently, I believe, at home recuperating, though that's not 100% confirmed. But they had pictures and video from him going into surgery with, I believe, Dr. James Andrews.
I don't think it was Andrews, but it was one of the people who works for Dr. Andrews, I believe.
Wait. He didn't even get Andrews?
When I originally read it, I don't think he got Andrews, but maybe he got Andrews?
Dude, Andrews works on everybody.
Andrews does work on everybody, but that's a video, that's not a story. But yeah, he got a successful surgery, and that's about it. But last time I know, it was one of his people that did it, or something.
Yeah, so Seth is somewhere recovering. Best wishes to him. Hope he's feeling better. Hope he comes back soon, because he is missed, as they don't really have anybody. And just to give you a score update on the football team, the Buffalo Bills just scored, and they're currently winning 18-3 in the third quarter. So, yeah. But since Rollins is out and they don't have anybody, guess who they called back?
Who?
Taker. Oh my god, it's Taker. And well, seeing as we are fastly approaching Survivor Series and his 25th anniversary in the company, this is The Undertaker. He's been a little busy. You know, he's been on Raw, he was on SmackDown tonight, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. He's getting his own week on the WWE Network, including JBL, Triple H, and Stone Cold Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels all sitting down and talking about him, which I cannot wait for.
Yeah. Yeah. Please see. I'm clicking on something, going, "Hey, I want the actual items, not the video." Yeah. WWE Undertaker Week will air on the WWE Network. Will feature Legends with JBL, which is Undertaker's greatest rivals, which will speak with Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. We will have Undertaker 25 Phenomenal Years, a journey back through 25 years of the most memorable and unforgettable moments in the career of The Undertaker, on Tuesday, November 17th at 10/9 Central. Wednesday, November 18th, 9/8 Central, will be The Undertaker's greatest matches, descended into the darkness as the dead man battles among caskets, flames, and cells. Oh my. JBL will continue on Thursday with Greatest Rivals Part 2. JBL continues his trip down memory lane with a special edition of Legends with JBL, along with Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Unearthed never before heard topics from The Undertaker's remarkable career, from the BSK to the streak. No topic is off limits.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait.
Oh, here's the description for the first day. The panel discusses the evolution of The Undertaker in WWE, including his decades of loyalty and respected locker room presence. JBL's panel of guests also set the record straight about internet rumors and provide behind-the-scenes accounts of the Undertaker's greatest matches.
Ew, that could be fun.
So we're getting some dirt.
We're getting some dirt on Taker.
Hey.
About freaking time.
Right?
WWE and WWE Network.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. We have a lot of stuff to watch next week.
We will have a lot of stuff. It's going to be a very, very, very full show next week. I can promise you that. But, well, we have a full show next week, but Taker, like I said, had a full schedule this week as he was doing Raw. He did SmackDown, and, oh yeah, he did Jimmy Fallon.
Think about this, everybody. The Undertaker did Jimmy Fallon.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was really all kinds of amazing. You know what? Screw it. Take a listen. Here's what happened when Jimmy Fallon and The Undertaker met.
Sugbox, this one here is from Trevor Collum. Hey, Jimmy, you should have The Undertaker from WWE come out and tombstone a guy in a turkey outfit on your show. Well, Trevor, that sounds pretty awesome, but unfortunately, it's very late notice, and I wouldn't even know how to contact The Undertaker. At this point, it's just kind of impossible.
So at this point, The Undertaker comes out in all magical fashion with probably one of the coolest entrances he's ever actually had in his career.
Yeah. Ever. It was on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it was like really, really kind of epic. He comes down, strips down, takes off his hat, like Taker does, makes all the Taker mean faces, and then walks up to a mat and looks, stares down at Turkey, who's doing the turkey dance, or going gobble gobble wobble wobble.
Gobble gobble wobble wobble, everybody.
And well, Taker's like, what the hell is this?
Taker gets personally offended by somebody in a turkey suit. I love that. That's just amazing.
And then drops him with a tombstone. And they even had the special effects ready for it. He wags his tongue. Taker's done. Bell rings. The Undertaker wins.
Yay! And we should note, special guest appearance as the turkey, Brad Maddox.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Fallon tries to shake the Undertaker's hand. It's like, oh, he's not going to shake my hand. Oh, okay.
He's the epitome of lightning and death. He does not shake hands.
No.
Not in public.
Not in public, no.
Hit him up backstage. But yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was actually pretty, really, that was really, really cool.
Yes, so bravo to Taker for being a good sport and doing that. And, well, as you said, they don't really have anybody, so they're sending out Taker.
Everyone else is overseas. And, well, Taker, hey, on your way back, you're going to stop at Jimmy Fallon. All right. Cool.
Okay.
What do I gotta do? Stand there and tombstone Brad Maddox. All
right.
Cool.
Get paid, right?
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Poor Brad Maddox.
Poor Brad Maddox, man. First appearance in, like, what, over a year on TV, and he gets tombstoned by the Undertaker.
WWE doesn't even acknowledge Brad Maddox. It's just a guy in a turkey suit.
Poor Brad Maddox. What happened? Like, what happened to his career? What did he do? Who did he piss off?
He got fired.
Because his career went the road of Alex Riley. Like, it was like, he was out there, he was GM, he was kind of a star, and then nothing.
He's actually very sort of witty at times. I actually kind of didn't mind him on the microphone at times. There were times I couldn't stand him, but there were times he's like, oh, he's not bad, half bad. But I guess he just never amounted to anything in the ring.
Well, it's like he was a wrestler, and then they had him do the GM role, and then they took him back, I think, to a wrestler, and yeah, I just never...
He's just a guy.
He never clicked.
Well, that happens.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yay for Taker being a good sport.
And he was promoting Survivor Series, which is, you know, in a couple weeks.
And I'm going.
She's going.
Excited.
She's going. So in 2 weeks on the Rack's Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving special, we are going to have Lindsay's live reaction from being at Survivor Series.
Expect a lot of oh my gods, because I'm probably going to be a puddle. Let's be realistic about what's happening in Survivor Series. I'm going to be a puddle. Somebody's going to have to hold me.
We're going to have to scoop her up, probably put her in a little dish and bring her home.
Yeah, basically that's what's going to happen. But, well, I don't have to worry about somebody wrestling, not at Survivor Series, and definitely not at WrestleMania this year.
And who's that?
The Rock will not, I repeat, will not be wrestling at WrestleMania. Now, it remains to be seen whether he will be appearing or not, but he is not wrestling.
Yeah, the word that came out thanks to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, The Rock apparently has an insurance issue with an upcoming film that he will be filming probably right after WrestleMania, I believe is causing the issue. And, well, the insurance company would not insure him if he did the movie. And, well, you know, with every big high-priced movie, you need insurance for the actors in case they get hurt or whatever. So they would not insure him for the film if he did wrestling, because let's remember back at WrestleMania 29, where he tore his abductor muscle, his abdomen. Well, that kind of pushed back the movie Hercules a few weeks, and people weren't happy. Movie studios were not happy about that.
No, they were not. So they basically said nada to the whole wrestling thing, which kind of stinks, because that leaves with Triple H without a dance partner for WrestleMania.
Yeah, Triple H is without a dance partner now. I don't even think they, like, what we knew 3 weeks ago, what we thought WrestleMania was going to be, is probably nothing of what WrestleMania is going to end up being.
We know Bray Wyatt will be there in some fashion. That's all we know.
Bray Wyatt will be there in some fashion. The Undertaker will be there in some fashion. Brock Lesnar will be there in some fashion. Roman Reigns, John Cena. But we don't know who they will actually be fighting on that show. But yeah, that kind of sucks, because I was actually looking forward to Triple H and The Rock.
Excuse me, same. Yeah, I mean, they have such a unique chemistry together.
They have this chemistry together that just makes them so entertaining together, because Rock is the perfect foil to Triple H, and Triple H just sells it like no other, and so it's like, I was looking forward to it, and maybe one day we'll get it. But yeah, this year it looks like it won't happen. Unless The Rock somehow finagles a way to work it out.
He may. I mean, it remains to be seen, but if they can work it out, great. If they can't, well, there's always next year.
There is always next year, and it just sort of something. it usually happens. So
it usually happens. Doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen.
Yeah. So just a quick couple of news items. ESPN and WWE have announced that Bill Simmons will be producing his first project at HBO, and it's going to be a documentary about WWE Hall of Famer Andre the Giant, directed by 30 for 30 alum John Hawk.
Yeah, to correct, it's not ESPN and Ric Flair.
I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
You read that wrong. Yeah.
I've been drinking. Sorry.
They're three different things. Yeah. Bill Simmons is doing a documentary on Andre the Giant, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So he's taken, Bill Simmons was the guy behind 30 for 30 at ESPN, but then Bill Simmons got fired. So there's other people doing 30 for 30. But speaking of 30 for 30, which is the first story, Ric Flair is getting his own 30 for 30 episode. So they're doing a whole documentary series on Ric Flair's life from the plane accident and probably his divorces and stuff like that. All 50 of them, which should be pretty cool. It should be an interesting story because the 30 for 30 specials they do are really, really good.
Yeah, they are really good. So looking forward for that and Bill Simmons' project and, well, also the Fox story.
Yeah, Deadline.com reported last week that Fox has purchased the rights to The Work, a dramatic soap opera take on the world of professional wrestling. The network will develop a series based on the script written by novelist Scott O'Connor with 20th Century Fox. It's set to produce the potential series. No further details were given as of now, but that's pretty cool.
There have been rumors in the past about something like this in the development, and I know The Rock was trying to get something like this off the ground, and he just never could.
Yeah.
Because nobody wanted to buy it, but it's one of those untapped stories for a drama, and it's like nobody really ever thinks about it because there have been a handful of shows that have centered around pro wrestling. I remember Nikki on the CW, that dates me right there. But it was more of a comedy than it was a drama.
Right.
But, you know, so few people think of pro wrestling for a drama. And it's like, it's a soap opera.
It is.
Of course it's high drama, high action, high everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything they like, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, just in little spandex tights. So it's you know. It's like, why not do a TV show about it for a drama? Because you can concentrate on the backstage stuff as opposed to the in-ring stuff. Because the backstage stuff is often way more interesting than what's going on in the ring. Especially with all the politics. So, I'm excited to see it.
Excited to see what they come up with. See what they end up producing. Yeah, it should be good.
It should be good. I'm hoping so. If they ever get it off the ground. I mean, they may not ever get it off the ground.
No, but at least there's talk of doing something with it. That's the step in the right direction, because then this will knock down the barriers for something down the line.
I just like that they're doing something different, you know?
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of everything sort of the same on television. So if they actually branch out and do something different, you take a risk, and it's sometimes worth taking a risk, you know?
Oh, I agree. Completely, 100%.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well, so I have to keep a wary eye peeled for that one. And then, of course, the other kind of big announcement from WWE that we didn't talk about last week because, well, we had a lot to talk about last week.
Yeah.
Is WWE and Tap Out have announced a partnership in which they're planning on doing multiple things, including opening fitness chains. I think there's a clothing line in the works.
Yeah, they bought the clothing line. We talked about it a few months ago. They bought the clothing line, and they bought into the clothing line and bringing it back from the dead, basically. And the next step of this evolution is to open training centers around the country and get WWE personalities to sort of play a part in the training centers. So one day you could, if you're in Arizona, you could have Daniel Bryan show up and he could be teaching a class, which would be crazy.
Which would be insane, but awesome.
Yeah, they're sort of trying to model it after what UFC has a bunch of gyms around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of trying to model it after that. Which, if WWE can open up their own gyms, guess what? It makes it easier for the wrestlers to go, hey, we have a gym we can try. It makes it easy for their superstars around the country to go, oh, hey, there's a gym in my area now. Sweet. When we're on the road, I can go to the WWE Tap Out Center. All right, cool. Instead of trying to find a gym, there's a WWE Tap Out Center they can go to.
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. This is a big deal. And if it could, this is not like the restaurant. This is not like, you know, anything else, or the casino they try to run or whatever, or the XFL. This they know about.
It's basically almost like a mini performance center,
yeah,
just around the country. It's very similar to what UFC has.
Right.
And it's that same model, and UFC's been very successful with it, because I know there's like 3 UFC gyms right around me.
Right.
That I can think of off the top of my head. So UFC has a successful model, why not have WWE jump on board and try the same thing? And with the backing of Tap Out, that gives them a little bit of legitimacy with it.
Right, and it's not, it's just not their whole thing. It's a partnership, and it'll be something pretty cool. I think it's, again, people worry about that there's a lot of things wrong with WWE at times, but they know how to make money. And this, I promise you, will make them a lot of money.
Yeah, WWE is looking to increase their capital. They're looking to grow their business. If you're an investor, now is a very good time to look at investing in WWE because they're looking to grow.
Yeah.
And as they grow, their stock is going to grow.
Right. So, oh, yeah, so there's that. We have some breaking news, kind of, sort of. Breaking news to talk about tonight?
Is it virtual reality?
No, but we'll get to virtual reality. We have to talk about virtual reality. But no, we actually have some little bit of breaking news for you. We have the official start time for NXT TakeOver England.
Ooh!
Or NXT London. It will air live from the SSE Arena on the award-winning WWE Network at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific on December 16th.
What day is that?
So Wednesday.
Oh, crap. I'll be at work.
Yeah.
Damn it, WWE! There are people who have jobs, you know.
Yeah. But that they'll probably have a replay later that day.
I'm sure they will, but still, damn it.
And the pre-show will start at 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
I'm going to have to be really, really, really careful on how I watch this.
It's called, I'm going to sneakily watch this at work, and then watch it when I get home.
Basically, yeah.
I'll follow along, I'll listen to it at work. But then when Sasha Banks or Bayley Russell, I'm going to look.
I'm taking my lunch break. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm taking my lunch break. I will be back.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, so that story just came out as it hit air. But you mentioned virtual reality, right?
Right.
For the first time, WWE and Samsung were giving WWE fans a 360-degree ringside look into a WWE with a new virtual reality content from SummerSlam. Now available on Samsung Milk VR Premium virtual reality content service on Samsung Gear VR Innovative Edition powered by Oculus. Fans can access two WWE virtual reality videos via the WWE 360 channel on Samsung. The first produced video provides fans with a completely new experience, including a 360-degree look at highlights from SummerSlam weekend, from the excellent excitement of the fans to the pivotal moments of NXT TakeOver to the epic showdown between John Cena and Seth Rollins, and the surprise appearance in the main event by SummerSlam host Jon Stewart. The second video gives fans a look at key moments for the match between Finn Balor and Kevin Owens at TakeOver. So that's actually pretty cool. So if you have that device, go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. Sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
And this will probably lead them to do a lot more different things with a virtual reality.
I like how they're branching out into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's different. It's new.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Hold on. Maybe. Now wrestling fans can experience, yeah, apparently there's going to be something where you can actually take a look at your seat from the 360 look in this as well, from what I'm gathering.
So ew.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. That would be helpful when buying wrestling tickets. Is it a crap seat? It's a crap seat. Next.
Can I try a different seat? Yeah. So they're venturing out. So virtual reality is coming to a WWE thing near you.
Woohoo! But on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening.
I agree with you.
Alrighty, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about last night's exciting NXT. We'll break it down for you. We'll let you know who won, who lost, and well, why, Joe? Why? You're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. We will be right back.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey,
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And that music means one thing. It's time for YJY, a.k.a. NXT. This is a fun show.
This was a fun show. So the opening contest at NXT was Ty Dillinger, the Perfect 10, taking on Baron Corbin. Oh, wait, no. Apollo Crews decides to jump Baron Corbin before the match starts. They brawl in and out of the ring before officials come and break it apart. Because apparently Apollo Crews was not too happy with Baron Corbin attacking him last week and costing him the NXT Championship.
Yeah, if I was Apollo Crews, I'd be a little upset too.
Most definitely so. There was a little bit of revenge, and we'll have a little bit more from Apollo Crews in a minute. But I thought this was a nice little surprise start, because it was like, oh, Tyler Dillinger gets a big full entrance, Baron Corbin gets his entrance, and like, oh cool, this should be a decent match. And then Apollo Crews shows up and bam, attack.
Yeah, this was a nice way to kick off NXT, get everybody pumped up, excited, so they could get hyped for what was coming later in the show. But yeah, and it had good intensity between Cruz and Corbin. It looks like that's where they're headed next, which they're starting it out right. You want to have that anger between the two and give them a reason to want a feud.
Right, and they have a reason, because Corbin got eliminated by Cruz, and Cruz wanted to get revenge for that. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, you said hype, right?
Yeah, we need to stay hyped.
We need to get hype and stay hype, because it was time for the hype bros, and it's Bailey taking on Gunner. Or Buddy Murphy. He's like, that's not Gunner. Why did I write Gunner?
Dude, wrong company.
Well, but I think
he Gunner, hasn't been drinking, just so everybody knows.
I know. She has. Yeah. But yeah, I think Gunner and Murphy, just because it's Gunner and Murphy. No, Blake and Murphy. That's what it should say. And Alexa Bliss, the AKA the evil sparkle fairy.
And she was in fine form last night, let me tell you.
Oh, yes, she was. But I have my new favorite chant. It's, hey, we want some Bailey.
Yeah, that was good.
That was, like, awesome.
That was awesome, but... This was a great match, yeah. But there's one thing and one thing only that came out of this match that matters.
What's that?
Bailey doing the Bailey to Belly, or the Belly to Bailey.
No, you got it right the first time.
On Murphy.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. Yeah.
That was spectacular.
It really was. I love that Bailey does like a high five to Alexa in the headlock.
Yes. That was adorable.
It's like, oh, you're reaching your hand out. High five. High five. Like, this is Bailey at her innocent best tonight. Especially, well, taking from last week and this week, just her innocent best because she's dealing with Zack Ryder, her main roster superstar. It's like, oh my god, it's a real superstar. She gets to interact with other people than girls. It's like, amazing.
It's awesome.
Bailey is awesome, but yes. Moji got a hot tag, got hyped, stayed hyped. Alexa broke up the pin. Bailey took her out with a Thez press, double clothesline. Both men got knocked down. Alexa then steals the NXT Women's Championship and leaves with it. Bailey was trying to go after her, but the referee was stopping her. And she was able to break up the pin, hit the Bailey to Belly, as you mentioned, on Buddy Murphy, and then went after Alexa. The Hype Bros hit the Hype Rider for the W. Hype Bros, and it's Bailey wins!
Woohoo!
Good
Blake
match.
And Murphy were none too happy about it.
No, they weren't. But this was fun.
This was a lot of fun. This is how you do these kinds of matches. It's like, you don't need a lot of interaction between the girls and the guys, but I like how Bailey was just like, you know what? I need you out of my way. I'm going to get you out of my way. Bam!
Buddy, get out of the way.
Move.
Move.
Or I will move you myself.
And she did.
And she did. And it was awesome.
It was indeed awesome. We were welcomed to the Wasteland by the Ascension.
Yay.
They're going to welcome Jordan and Gable to the Wasteland as they accept their challenge for a fight. Go ahead.
Connor's teeth are really white. Like, really, really ridiculously white. And it makes it worse because he's got, like, white or really blonde contacts. So it's just, yeah, it's like, dude, what did you do?
White's a color.
White's a color, but it's just distracting of how white in the contacts and the teeth, and I just kept staring at his mouth.
That's probably the one place you shouldn't be staring.
No, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, I kept trying to see if Victor's teeth were just as white, and they're not, by the way, in case anybody's interested. But yeah, Connor's got some white teeth, man. Like, really, like somebody just bleached that day kind of white.
He may have just gone to the dentist.
He could have.
Might have got his.
Entirely possible.
He may have gotten his fall cleaning in. You never know.
He could have.
Because, you know,
hygiene is important.
It is very, very important. And it's coming to the holidays, so you gotta be going to be taking all these pictures, so you might want to get some white teeth. I don't know. I don't have any reason for it.
I could not tell you what they said in the promo, but Connor had really white teeth. That's what I remember.
Welcome to the Wasteland, Jordan and Gable, and something else. Oh. I know they accepted the challenge. That's all I remember. Nia Jax was walking backstage, headed to the ring, but gets stopped by All Red Everything, Eva Marie, and they have a discussion. Eva brings her away from the camera so they can have a discussion.
Don't do it, Nia. Don't do it.
Are we getting a partnership between Nia Jax and Eva Marie?
No.
They could.
No.
They could.
Do not want.
I'm with her.
Do Nia and the Evil Sparkle Fairy.
So, Apollo Crews says, you wanted my attention, now you got it. Baron Corbin says he will break Baron Corbin when he gets his hands on him. That match is officially set for London. Solid promo by Apollo Crews.
Yes, very solid promo.
Deonna took on Nia Jax. Deonna got to use the Total Divas music, and Nia Jax dominated.
Yeah, basically this was all Nia.
I don't think Deonna got an offensive move in.
No, I would agree with that. I don't think she did either.
Nia Jax is the big leg drop for the win.
Go Nia. Go Nia.
It'll be Nia Jax versus Carmella next week.
Poor Carmella.
She's about to get destroyed by Nia Jax.
She is.
Bayley was in search for Alexa, who was taking photos with Alexa's, with Bayley's title. She drops the belt, runs away. Bayley gets her belt, walks into Nia Jax. Alexa attacks from behind, and well, Alexa was, Bayley was just sort of falling at the feet of Nia Jax as Alexa ran off, and well, Nia handed the belt back to Bayley after her stare down. I
liked
this.
I liked it too. I thought it was very good. You know, it's, they're building that competition in the women's division, which is pretty awesome.
They are, and they're just teasing you with the possibility of Nia Jax and Bayley down the line. Still a small little teaser. The NXT tag team titles were on the line. The Vaude Villains taking on Dash and Dawson.
I don't want to talk about this.
The Vaude Villains worked over Dash for a while early on the match. Dash and Dawson spent time working on the leg of English when they took control. English eventually escaped, made the hot tag, Gotch ran in. The announcers pointed out, and I thought this too, why did Gotch tag out really quick? It's like a minute he was in the ring. And he tagged out to English, who was really, really hurt. And while English gets his leg taken out, big stomp from the middle of the rope on the knee, reverse figure four, and English taps out, which means your new NXT tag team champions, Dash and Dawson, the Mechanics.
Aw, fail.
This was a solid match. I'm really surprised why Gotch tagged out really quick. It is puzzling.
Yeah, I will agree. It is slightly puzzling.
I mean, your partner just was in the ring for 10 minutes getting his leg worked on. It's like, oh yeah, I ran wide for a minute, so I'm going to tag you back in. It's like, and English was like, oh, okay. I hope that's not a sign they're breaking them up.
I hope not.
I hope it's just, oh, he just made a tag. It was, you know, a thing. That's all. Dash and Dawson talked about how they are the best tag team on the planet, though.
Yeah, they were.
Bayley and Alexa is next week for the NXT Women's Championship. That should be a lot of fun.
Why are they doing this now? Why?
Because they have other plans for the title matches coming up.
I guess. I don't know, but it's like, why are you doing this now?
I really thought they were saving it for London, but...
Same.
But they're doing it next week.
Something's going down.
I don't know. We're going to talk about it next week.
So much to talk about.
But now,
so little time.
So little time. But you asked one question earlier.
Why, Joe? Why?
Now, as I sat in the back and I keep hearing people ask me, why, Joe? Why? Why did you do what you did? Why? I'll tell you why. Because we are defined by two things, the choices that we make and the actions that we put behind them. And when they announced the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, Finn Balor, you came to me and you asked me to be your partner. And I made a choice. And not only did I make a choice, I put action behind it. I took you by the hand, Finn. I threw you on my back. I carried you through the very best NXT had to offer. And we won it all. And not only did that, amidst the celebration, I looked at you, my brother. I stared you in the eye. And I asked you to make one simple choice, the right choice for me. I asked you to give me an NXT championship title shot. And much to your credit, Finn, you made the right choice. You gave me my shot. But Finn, you put no action behind it. In fact, you let William Regal walk right in front of you, and put me in a battle royal for a shot that you had already given me. And frankly, me in a battle royal is insulting, because in case you people don't know, I'm Samoa Joe, and the very second I stepped foot in NXT, I was owed, but more importantly, I am entitled to an NXT championship match. So, Finn, because you did not put action behind...
Uh-oh. Here's some action.
The NXT champion, Finn Balor.
And this could be a very combustible situation, guys.
Good choices, Finn. Good choices.
Hey, oh, no! Come on!
And this is where Samoa Joe would choke out Finn Balor. So, why Joe Y is because Joe wants title shot.
As I come off mute. Yes, yes, he does. And I like how he's like, I'm entitled to this.
Apparently, Samoa Joe is an entitled man now.
And I love the five people in the crowd chanting, yes, you are. It's like, spot the internet fan right there.
Spot the five people who went to TNA.
Pretty much. And ROH.
And ROH. But mainly TNA because it's Orlando.
Yes. But I like this promo. I thought it was good. I thought it was really well crafted, really well done by Joe. It's basically, he didn't do it because he doesn't like Finn. He did it because Finn didn't do what he was supposed to do. Finn didn't get him the title shot. And well, damn it, he's owed one. He's entitled to one in his mind. And he's going to get it.
No matter what. But
no matter what.
But is it, what power does Finn have to grant, to make a title match?
Well, apparently when you're champion, you can do whatever you want, so...
You can do whatever you want, but then you gotta listen to William Regal, and William Regal's the man, so... You know, it's kinda... Can you really, really double-cross William Regal?
Well, one should not double-cross William Regal, because, you know, we all know he's a right proper villain, but...
He's a real man's man.
He's a real man's man. Yes, by the way, if you have not watched Table for Three with Regal, Sheamus, and Barrett, go watch Table for Three.
You're missing the... You got that wrong. It's not Barrett, Regal, and Sheamus. It's Barrett, Regal, Sheamus, and their sippy cups.
And their sippy cups, yes. Cannot forget the sippy cups. You have two grown men, one with a nose ring, drinking out of a sippy cup. It's amazing.
But yeah, it's a really interesting look at the... ideas behind the King of the Ring.
And how to dress in drag in Vegas.
Oh my god, that was the greatest story ever.
That was amazing. Just watch it for Regal.
Yeah.
Regal.
Regal is awesome. That's the pop that's the best thing to say. Regal. Regal is awesome.
I heart him so much. But
I think we all heart him.
We need more Regal in our lives. We just do.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But I'd say we take our second and final break of the evening. What do you say? I hear music, so I'm saying that's a yes! So when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about what happened tonight on SmackDown, because it was Wyatt's and Taker galore tonight, and well, we a challenge was laid, and we have to talk about it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else.
The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan, of course.
Yeah!
Why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were The Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get them all awful? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate, everyone picked CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Looking for some wrestle talk?
I wonder how many people we'll ask to start talking hockey. 4.
Coming too, huh?
Fucking Canadians taking over. What the hell?
No, what's he doing? He doesn't work Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm not working. I'm having fun. This is me having fun. See, when I have fun and I'm loose and relaxed, you know.
You sound like you're having fun.
I sound like I'm having fun. And I don't sound like I'm intentionally making bad jokes, so you guys can pick off.
Then step into the ring Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, for Wrestle Talk Radio.
Yes, tune in to listen to Tim Stein crack bad jokes and pretend he's funny. This is my neighbor. He's poor. He cannot afford that pot. He only has that pot now. No, that is girl's iPod. Go have a Coke and a smile.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. You know what, Rock? If this gets stuck in your head, I am not taking the blame for it because you played it.
This one's on me.
Okay.
Every other time, it's you.
I'm just saying.
This one's on me.
This one's on you?
I mean, he appeared on SmackDown and they were fandangling, so...
In honor of Fandango.
That really, really was. That's what it was.
Because, you know, you gotta honor the Fandango. But I say we do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
These are all Kevin Owens, because I haven't had time to go get any others. So, Kevin Owens Twitter. Somebody tweets him. Kevin, you remember you're Canadian, right? The queen is on your money. And he replies, I'm well aware that's the worst part of getting paid. Somebody else tweets him, the royal family still runs Canada, if you know it or not. Didn't they teach you that in school? Oh wait, you're from Quebec. And he replies, haha, nobody in Canada cares about them, buddy. Trust me. And get a haircut. Trust me on that, too. Somebody, Colt Anderson, tweets him, hey pal, why do you come out with the IC title all buttoned up when you just unbutton it when you hit the ramp? To which Kevin goes, you know, to be cool. Mark Tully tweets Kevin Owens and goes, Owens is from Canada? You're fired. I'm not going to try and say this person's name, but somebody tweets Kevin Owens, you must be pretty stupid to judge someone's intelligence on a haircut. You must think Einstein was stupid. Kevin goes, Einstein's haircut was the best, and yes, I judge people's intelligence by their haircut. Yours must be awful.
Okay.
I hurt Kevin Owens.
He is awesome.
That's all I got.
Agent Smith, aka the TSA Gov. Fact. Hashtag TSA scanners now less cancer causing than bacon. So there's that.
Stop saying bacon has cancer. Do not ruin bacon for us.
Agent Smith, Colts have already fumbled more balls than a TSA agent tonight. Hashtag NFL. Ouch. Bang Radio Hour. Scandal in New England yet again after police tracking dogs find missing Redskins defense ground into Rob Gronkowski's cleats. Hashtag Patriots Romp 4614. Yeah, they did kill them. Fake ESPN. Peyton Manning is going to choke those guys with chicken parm. Ouch. Dave Lagana. Greg Hardy. Unnecessary roughness. Sounds like the title of his book.
Ouch.
Three Man Booth. We strongly considered you first, Dean Ambrose. Distant third, but you, Roman, strongly considered. Triple H to Roman Reigns. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. Paige. Puts Becky Lynch in the PTO on the table. Becky Lynch, looks like the tables have turned. Paige, don't you dare. Three Man Booth. Prince Pretty versus Denim Dean. Hashtag Raw. The Hangman Booth. Kane is kind of the Eli Manning to Undertaker's Peyton Manning, except Eli's won more rings. Hashtag Raw. This is true.
It is true.
Three-man booth. If Kalisto and Neville win, another Nexus Revolution is suppressed. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag WWE title. Keep it five-star. And here comes the man that J.K. Rowling forgot. Neville.
Nice.
Keep it five-star. The Undertaker. Oh, Bray Wyatt. Don't you dare feel sour. Bow to your brothers of destruction and feel the power. Hashtag Raw. That's kind of creative.
That is kind of creative.
Keep it five star. The Undertaker. You take the ugly one. Kane. Which one's the ugly one? The Undertaker. Braun Strowman. Kane. Oh. Hashtag Wyatt eulogy. Hey, the Jets scored.
They're catching up. 22-16.
Yeah. Three-man booth. Now the Brothers of Destruction are going to take out everyone in the back who didn't help Taker at Hell in a Cell. Choke slams all day. Hashtag Raw. Bailey. At Renee Young is the coolest. You know, when you think you tweeted something last night, but it never went through. Renee Young replied, "You'll always be Brad Pitt to me." Bailey replied, "And there's not one day in the year that I wouldn't go to New Hampshire with you." Such a bonding relationship right there. So cute. Someone tweeted to Naomi and Big E and Sasha, "We all know who the real leader of Team Bad is," and they show a picture of Big E. Trinity goes, "Yeah, this is true." Big E replied, "Does this mean I can give orders now? I like Tamina to stop side-eyeing me like this." And shows a picture from her on table for three. She replied, "Grr, sad face." Hashtag, super kick you with my eyes. Hashtag, no high fives for you. I love it. Three-man booth. You guys, The Undertaker just tombstoned a turkey. A hashtag beef mode turkey at that. Hashtag Fallon tonight. The three-man booth. Seriously, can the Roots perform every wrestler's theme for a very special episode of Raw? Jimmy can be the host. I would love that.
That'd be pretty awesome.
That would actually be pretty awesome. And that's Tweet of the Week.
I just realized how awkward this football game must be because Rex Ryan coaches the Bills. I didn't realize Rex Ryan coached the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, here's the ultimate troll thing. So, remember in the preseason, Geno Smith got hurt, right?
Yeah.
And the dude, like, punched him out and whatever, broke his jaw, and he was out for, like, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
The dude was then picked up by the Bills. Right?
Right.
So, because every week you have to name team captains. Well, Rex Ryan decided to name that guy team captain for this game.
Nice.
Rex Ryan, the ultimate troll.
I don't like Rex Ryan, but...
he's the ultimate troll.
Well played. That was well played. I have to give props where props are due.
That one was actually pretty funny. But yeah, that's Tweet of the Week.
That is Tweet of the Week. So now we're going to talk a little bit about SmackDown. Namely, what happened on SmackDown, because it was Boo Boo and the Kids galore.
Before we get into Boo Boo and the Kids galore, because there's a lot of that, to update everyone, Kalisto in an upset moved on in the tournament. He'd be the Ryback. The real.
I told you he was going to be Ryback. You were the only one that was doubtful on that.
Gur-arg. Right at you. Gur-arg. God.
It only took me, what, an hour and 11 minutes into the show to get you to do that?
Alright. Alberto Del Rio moved on in the tournament as well. So it'll be Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio. And Neville won, right?
Yes, Neville won.
And Neville won. He advanced in the tournament as well. But yeah, Boo Boo and the Kids, aka Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family, were all over this SmackDown. And
because again, they have nobody else.
Because everyone else was elsewhere in Europe. No, which is good, because we like a lot of Wyatt family, because it's the most interesting story. It's not the biggest story, because the biggest story is, you know, the WWE Championship. But this is the most entertaining story on WWE television right now. If you disagree, well, you disagree. To us, it's the most entertaining story there is. So, we've all thought all along it was going to be a 4-on-2 Survivor Series match. Oh, no, 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 no. Bray Wyatt has other plans. Meaning, he wants a 2-on-2. Any two Wyatt family members against the Brothers of Destruction at Survivor Series. That's an interesting change.
Before we go there, I feel like we need to discuss the ego stroking that happened in this promo. Because after Monday, Bray Wyatt had his feelings hurt and the boys were in trouble. And so they had to make it up to him by stroking his ego.
They did stroke Bray Wyatt's ego. Yes, they did.
A lot.
They did. The boys. I do this for Bray Wyatt, and I do this for Bray Wyatt. No, but I do this for the eater of worlds, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, Braun, stop showing off. Like, it was! It's exactly what it was! As they start commending Bray Wyatt and sucking up to Bray Wyatt, it's like, oh, y'all must have gotten yelled at real bad after Raw.
Right. So it's like, we gotta make Bray happy. So how do we make Bray happy? We say nice things about him. Of all
We're gonna kiss his
For all the destructive things he's done, we have to make sure Bray's okay. And Bray was very, very happy that his boys demonstrated their love for him.
He's a happy little cult leader.
He was a happy little cult leader. Yes, he was.
They broke out the Kool-Aid for this one, ladies and gentlemen. They broke out the Kool-Aid.
That they did.
But I like the challenge. And what's interesting about the challenge is it's any two members of the Wyatt family of Bray Wyatt's choosing versus Taker and Kane. We know that all four Wyatts will be out there. We know that all four Wyatts have the potential to be interchangeable, which means Bray Wyatt could say, because it's any two members. So Bray Wyatt could change his mind and say, well, I want Strowman in. I want Eric in. I could want Luke in. They're not going to do that. It's probably going to end up being Luke and Strowman. Because Luke and Strowman were working Taker on the Mexico tour, and so there's a familiarity there between Taker and Strowman, as well as Luke. But I wouldn't be surprised also if it's Luke and Eric.
I think Luke and Eric would be the stronger matchup of the... If Bray Wyatt's not involved, the stronger match is Eric and Luke, just because they're the better workers of the three. You have Bray Wyatt in there, well, him and Luke Harper would be the best match for Taker and Kane as a pair.
Excuse me, I agree with that, but I think they're going to keep Taker and Bray apart for as long as possible, because obviously this is a long-term story. They're building to another singles match between Taker and Bray.
That's the way it seems to me. When this all came out a couple of days ago on the spoilers, I was like, wait, they're not doing the 4-on-2 and they're not blowing it off at Survivor Series? Does this mean The Undertaker's sticking around, possibly? He's not going to disappear for 4 months before WrestleMania?
I think he is.
I think The Undertaker's sticking around on this one. And I'm half, part of me is like, okay, Taker's staying around. That's a good thing. Because he must be feeling really, really good. He must be healthy. He might be sore after matches, but he's not getting injured in these matches. That's a positive. Because you can't say that. You haven't said that since, I don't know, years.
Yeah, it's been at least 4 or 5 years since he's felt this healthy to be worked this many matches. Because this is his what? Third match of the year? Televised.
Not
counting Mexico. Fourth match?
All right, he worked WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Hell in a Cell. This would be number four, his fourth match televised, his seventh match overall.
God, it's a new record for Taker.
I mean, when he's working one match a year, he's just topped the last 3 years combined. I mean, there was that one time he worked Dean in a six-man, so he worked 3 matches in a year.
No, he also did singles with Dean.
That's what I mean.
On that SmackDown.
No, I said Dean and a six-man.
Oh, okay.
So that's 3 matches that year. He did 3 matches that year. That was his most in a couple of years after that. Then he did the one match and then one match. And then it's like, he's worked 7 matches this year. How about that? I mean, there was the 1 year he worked one little house show match. But 7 matches this year for The Undertaker. I like this. I like that he's healthy. I like it. But I more like that they're telling us good Undertaker-ass story right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had a problem with Monday, where you had Taker and Kane show back up and get their comeuppance on Bray Wyatt. And, you know, honestly, for the moment, it was a really, really cool moment where it weakened Bray. But Bray made his own mistakes, because he admitted that they didn't hold on to the bodies. They let him go.
They let him go. They didn't. Bray got overconfident on Monday. That's what happened. He got overconfident. He thought he had put the Brothers of Destruction down for good. He believed this. He thought they had the plan, they got rid of them, and he thought he would move on. But he got cocky. He got too confident, and it backfired. That's what happened, Monday.
Yeah, and I like that moment. I like that you had Bray Wyatt get his comeuppance. I like that you had The Undertaker and Kane come out and kill him. Because, like, you know what? They should have.
Because
it's,
go ahead.
Taker hasn't been seen since Hell in a Cell, and Kane hasn't been seen, in quotations, not counting house shows, since night after Hell in a Cell. So that's what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been over 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Since either of them have been seen prior to Raw. So you kept Taker and Kane off TV for 3 weeks while Bray Wyatt paraded around all triumphant, going, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. I took down the dead man. I took down Kane. I have their powers. Ha ha ha. Look at me. They're no more. I've wiped them off the face of the planet. So it wasn't like he got them and then, you know, the very next week or even a couple days later, they were back. They at least sold it that for a couple weeks, Bray Wyatt had won.
Yeah, he had them beat. He took them down. He thought he got rid of them, and he thought he took everything. And then on SmackDown, he goes, yeah, they may have survived, and they may have come back, but I still have pieces of them. I will always have pieces of them in me. I've collected part of their souls inside of me, basically, is what he's saying. He's consumed them in some manner.
And as this storyline progresses, he may continue to.
And he may. But it's a Wyatt Undertaker-esque story where it's being told perfectly. You're having The Undertaker do what he does. You have the Bray Wyatt do what he does. And for the first time in a long time, it feels like Bray Wyatt's a big part of the show, big part of the product. Part of it's by necessity, number two, but in other words, it's needed. He really needs to be a part of this long term. He needs to be shown a focus, because when they were at their strongest and went against John Cena, they were a big part of the show.
Oh yeah. And part of the problem is that with Seth Rollins getting injured, the number one heel spot is devoid. No one's there. Somebody has to take that spot. And if you look at the heels that were beneath Seth in terms of 2, 3, and 4, Bray Wyatt was right around 3 and 4, where he kind of dropped in the rankings. Kevin Owens is probably, I would guess, number 2.
De facto number 2, yeah.
De facto number 2, so it's like you really didn't have any strong heels aside from Seth Rollins. Well, now Seth Rollins is gone. You have to build that strong heel back.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do with Bray.
And with the Authority without members right now, and they really, even if they get somebody, they won't have a full stable. You need a dominant faction to be your top dominant faction. And why can't that be the Wyatt family?
I don't see any reason why it can't be the Wyatt family. I would love to see, honestly, a feud between the Wyatt family and the Authority.
A feud? Just something. Or just let them be a part of it. Let them be the guys everyone fears. No longer fear the Authority. Fear the Wyatts.
Oh, God, that made me so happy if they made everybody afraid of the Wyatts. Because everybody should be afraid of the Wyatts, but
yeah,
they're not.
But they
and we've had that debate before on this show.
Yeah, but the fact is that they can make them that. This is the opportunity to make this foursome, because there is strength in numbers, and right now they have the numbers. There's no other group, no other faction that can match the Wyatt family. There's four beefy, strong, bearded men roaming this earth.
Oh yeah, and the thing is if you make all four of them, when you split them apart again, because eventually the family will drift apart again, it's easier to take them to singles. I think what was wrong the last time that this that they took them apart is they split Bray off to take Bray and have him do his own thing. They wanted to make Luke a star, and then Eric just kind of got left.
Right, and when they split them apart, they were on a downward trend.
Yeah. Now you've got them on the upward trend. Now you're making them a star. You're making them threatening. You're making them scary. It's like, this is what you need to do with them. But the thing is you need to have people be afraid of them. You need to have people be concerned about them. And as we said, you know, it's Bray Wyatt took down Kane and The Undertaker. Nobody was worried about that.
No.
Which I find slightly disturbing.
A little bit. But I will say this. The way the announcers talk about the Wyatt family has changed in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The announcers are now starting to sell that the Wyatts are serious. They're a threat. We should be worried about them.
And once the announcers start doing it, they'll get in the minds of the fans, people should be fearful of them. And then eventually the talent will undertake that.
Yeah. It's a slow change, but it's a good change.
I would agree with that.
But we're not going to get too into the match, I think, because we have to save that for next week.
We do have to save that for next week. But there was one moment on SmackDown that we really need to talk about. And it's, well, the moment where Bray Wyatt takered out.
Drag you through the fires of hell. At Survivor Series, your family will rest in peace.
And you can tell he did it live, too. Like, that wasn't pre-recorded.
No, and when I heard that for the first time, I had goosebumps.
Oh, it was a great moment. I'm so proud of Bray for not fangirling.
No, he held it in pretty well.
But, yeah, that was a really, really, really cool moment. Because during the WrestleMania feud between Bray and Taker, you wanted that moment where Taker was like, Bray Wyatt, and it just never came.
And now it's real. The feud is real because he said the name, Bray Wyatt.
And it's just, it's like, that did it, that sold it, that's awesome. Because I got goosebumps. I'm like, oh my God, Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker are actually feuding.
Yeah. In one moment, no one saw on SmackDown, but we were able to see it thanks to the internet. Undertaker and Wade Barrett, where, can I help you, mate? Are you lost, mate? And then Wade Barrett got really, really cocky, and then, well, he got tombstoned like a turkey.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah, Taker tombstones him, gets up, he's like, all right. All right, that worked. I did that. That's cool. And the fans start chanting, "One more time, one more time, one more time." And Taker's like, "Eh, eh."
All right.
Eh. Okay.
All right. I'll do it. Whatever. We'll do it.
Turns around, gets back in the ring, does it, and leaves.
Yeah, little good dark moment. But yeah, this was a slow news week. We wanted to touch upon what's happening next week, and we have a lot next week.
Yes, yes we do. We have a ton next week. We're going to preview Survivor Series. We have NXT. I'm sure we'll have a lot of news.
And we'll be going to talk. Anything? And we're going to talk probably, we're going to, because I assume we're both going to be watching a lot of this Undertaker stuff on the network.
Oh, yes.
We're going to talk a lot about that. It'll all tie in together.
But it also may become a Rack Extra, too. We'll just have to see. So tune in for that.
Tune in for all that. But yeah, that's the Rack next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, on Facebook and YouTube as well. RackRadioShow.com is the website as well. Saturday night, midnight issue of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, with Subway and Rob's expert NFL picks, some Blame Rob moments, probably talking about the Starbucks controversy, something that will put you to sleep on Thanksgiving, and so much, so much more. It's CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio live on Twitter and Facebook and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein and Maze. 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing Survivor Series at WTR Sunday night on the Twitter. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw. And as mentioned, we'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack. Get us on iTunes, search Rack Radio Show or The Rack. Search Wild Talk Radio Network as well. Get us on TuneIn and Stitcher. Just search out Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com. So Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very, very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnaasylum.net, the haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, as the Bills celebrate an interception to end the game...
Happy Rex Ryan is happy.
Happy Rex Ryan is very happy with the Bills topping the Jets 22-17. Rock and I were out for the night. So, everybody... we'll see you next week, but till then, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we're out. Bye!